little 90s music to close out our discussion of generations and generational differences and the rose-colored glasses that we sometimes see the world and our pasts through. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined for this special pre-recorded hour by Luke Mathers, a friend of the show, friend of the network, my coworker right here at Civic Media. Folks, what we've got coming up for you in hour two is a special best of the Maggie Dawn Show. If you missed my board game discussion last week, we're going to give you a little refresher. You're going to want to get out a pen and paper because we go through some of the best board games that are out there. Take a lot of caller suggestions. I got to hear about some games I had literally never even heard of before. It was good fun. Of course, today we celebrated the life of Bob Uecker, who passed just before Luke and I began recording today. But our conversation has turned to the 90s, and as well as just this idea of nostalgia. And one of the things that I hear often from people about the 90s is that the 90s were so much safer. It's so dangerous now. I also hear things like, oh, divorce rates today are just skyrocketing. Okay, the reality is both of those things are actually incorrect.
What?
And my sort of meta point about all of this, Luke, is that the narratives that we tell ourselves and the narratives sometimes that the media sells us often are serving a purpose which isn't the truth telling about the thing.
Wait, you're telling me that sometimes like we're sold a bag of goods and that's not that's not reality?
Yeah. And so like to start with the divorce rate, probably half of my class and my classmates when I was in school and grade school and middle school and high school, mm-hmm. like half of my friends' parents were divorced. When I talk to my peers today that have kids and I'm like, hey, most of them are still married. Very mm-hmm. few of my friends have had divorces. And when I ask them about, hey, your kids' friends, are their parents? Most of them still have married parents. Divorce rates are actually lower today by a margin than they were in the 90s. Yet that's not what we say about it.
Like, yeah.
The 90s was not a good decade for keeping people married. It was a bad, bad decade for that. And so this also is this weird narrative that we hear repeated a lot, and especially from the right, about overall crime rates and safety.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not true. People will say, parents will say, well, I used to be able to let my kids run around outside. Can't do that now. And there's a bit of like chicken and egg about this, right? If you believe you're unsafe and you tell yourself unsafe, like you're unsafe or your kids aren't safe, like, no, you won't send them outside to play. But there's actually less violent crime today than there was in the 90s. And I happened to mention this to you as we were getting ready for the show today, that when's the last time you heard about a serial killer active in the 2020s?
Right, like, I know that I hear a lot of shows promoting that kind of thought line. Like, there's a lot of Hollywood
there's
stories.
A lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
But like all of the serial killings that they're covering happened in when? The 80s and the 90s, maybe the 70s.
Maybe the early 2000s, but...
Not the 2020s.
Yeah, I feel like the internet kind of makes it a very, like, everybody lives on the social grid now. Like, even if you're not on social media, your phone connects to things. Like, everybody uses Google search. Like, you know how quickly it would be to find the people that are Googling, how do you dispose of dead body? Like, that gets flagged right away.
This is actually a thing. Like, we are in a surveillance age, mm-hmm. right? So, like, there are cameras all over the place. Makes it really hard to stalk and kill us. Everybody I know, every other person's got a Ring camera or cameras all around. Makes it harder to break in the window, right? Like, all of this stuff, you're geotagged and geocoded and everybody knows where you're... there's just less of that now.
Yeah. Everybody my age has, like... well, not everybody, I guess, but a lot of my friends have Snapchat. And like you can literally see, you open up a map all of a sudden, like part of this app, you can see where everybody else was in the most recent time that they were on Snapchat themselves.
Open the app.
In the app, yeah. And so it's just wild.
It's very, very bizarre. Mm-hmm. And you know, like when I expand it, and then you start talking about like public health. Right, in people's overall health and safety. Okay, so let's talk about cars. Which car would you want to drive? The car that was manufactured last year or the one from 1994? It's like, which do you think is safer? It's the one from 20... What?
I drove a 1995 Civic for a really long time, but I was glad to be out of it once I was.
Friend, I am still mourning my 02 Honda Accord V6 with the moonroof and the 6-CD changer and the leather interior. I loved that thing. Great gas mileage. R.I.P. Ghost Rider. But like that was a thing. Health issues, the food, the 90s, we told ourselves that that was the enemy, but pounded down that sugar. Delicious.
Yeah.
You know what a snack well is, Luke?
No, I don't, but I was eating Lunchables a lot, and apparently those have lead in them.
Yep, not good. Anyways, y'all, the upshot here from Luke and I is facts and reality matters. We all need to take our rose-colored glasses off and get to the real meat of the thing. I try to do that every day with each and every one of you about the real news, and then we have a great conversation about it. Keep it locked, everybody. We got a little bit more special pre-recorded Best of the Maggie Dawn Show coming up for you. And of course, I'll be back live in the chair on Monday. As I say every day, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together. Another special Best of the Maggie Dawn Show coming up for the second hour. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.